Darkness is not an affirmative force. It simply reoccupies the space vacated by the light.
This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
And Urban Family Talk.
It should be uncomfortable for a believer to live as a hypocrite.
Delivering people out of the bondage of mainstream media.
And the philosophies of this world.
God has called you and me to be his ambassadors. Even in this dark moment. Let's not miss our moment.
And now, the Hamilton Corner.
And welcome, folks. Happy Friday. And I am glad it is Friday. I'm sure you are, too. This is Matt Barber in again today for Abe Hamilton. You are, of course, listening to the Hamilton Corner. It has been great being with you most of the week this week. And again, I want to give a special shout-out and thanks to Abe for having the confidence in me to sit behind his mic and kind of take the reins here. He'll be back in the driver's seat on Monday, and I know everybody will be glad to have him back. But we have been talking primarily the last couple days about the global scourge of Islam, and we have unpacked in great detail the writings of Muhammad and so forth, and pointing out how Orthodox Islam, faithful Muslims, how they are commissioned. You know, the we have the Great Commission, the gospel as Christians. Their Great Commission is to kill, destroy, enslave, persecute Jews, Christians, and anyone who is not a Muslim. But I want to switch gears a little bit today and kind of contrast and compare Christianity and Islam in terms of our treatment of our fellow man. It is very in vogue. It is very popular for atheists, secular progressives, to try to draw a false moral equivalence between Christianity and Islam. They like to even call conservative Christians, Bible believing Orthodox Christians, if you will. They, you know, one of their pejoratives is fundamentalist Christians. They like to call us the American Taliban, you know, trying to create the specter of some kind of notion of Christian terrorists and Christian terrorism. They also love to take some of the most evil figures in modern times, people like Adolf Hitler. And they like to try to claim that Adolf Hitler was a Christian. So we're going to talk about the fact today that there, A, is no such thing as a Christian terrorist. It is impossible, and we will get into why and how that is impossible. And B, we're going to debunk this myth that somehow Adolf Hitler was a Christian. We know that under atheist regimes, Stalin and Pol Pot and Mao and others, hundreds of millions of people have been slaughtered under atheist regimes. And we're going to show how much of Hitler's anti-Christian rhetoric sounds an awful lot like today's modern atheists. So, again, we talked about that since 9/11, for instance, there have been nearly 27,500 terrorist attacks worldwide committed by faithful Muslims. This is since 9/11. Guess how many terrorist attacks have been committed by faithful Christians? Exactly zero. And again, here's why. As we have talked about in the last couple of days, Muslims, that's true Muslims, they follow the teachings of their dead prophet, so-called Prophet Muhammad, who was a warring tyrant, and again, as even the Quran concedes, was a murderous misogynist. He was a pedophile, and the reality is that Christians, and these are true Christians, whereas faithful Muslims follow Muhammad and his teachings, Christians, true Christians, follow the very much alive today Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man, whose teachings are found in the God-breathed Holy Bible. And again, whereas Muhammad taught to, you know, enslave or kill or convert the infidel, Christ taught something entirely different. Jesus taught his followers, who are called Christians, to, quote, do to others what you would have them do to you. That's Luke 6:31, right? He taught that, quote, you shall not murder, right? See Matthew 19:18 if you want to delve into that a little more. And that we are also to, quote, love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. So it goes without saying that those who do not follow the teachings of Christ are not faithful Christ followers. They are not faithful Christians. And as we know, there are many people who claim the mantle of Christian or Christianity and would associate themselves with that and try to claim that tag, that title. The word Christian, it applies exclusively to those individuals who are justified in Christ, who are spiritually reborn and regenerated through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. So the true Christian walks in Christ's steps through faith and through obedience. That's what a Christian is. Terrorism, the act of killing innocent human beings in order to try to further some political cause, it is in direct disobedience to Christ. It is anathema to what it means to be a Christian and Christianity. And any truly converted, regenerate Christian who has supernaturally been given the wisdom and has been washed clean and Christ's righteousness has been imputed to that person will not, indeed they cannot, commit an act of horrid terrorism. Again, there are people who claim that they are Christians that may do that. We've heard about people shooting up abortion clinics, and they say they're doing it because they're Christian, but they are not. Again, those who do things like this in the name of Muhammad or in the name of Allah are following the dictates and being obedient to Muhammad. So they are faithful Muslims. Those Christians, those of us Christians who might, if a Christian or a self-proclaimed Christian did these things, they would not be a faithful Christian. They would not be carrying out the dictates of the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And let's not forget, too, that Christ himself mentioned that there are going to be false disciples, false Christians, people who have not really been sanctified or not being sanctified, have not been justified, have not had that conversion experience. In Matthew 7:21-23, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." So the false Christian who might commit an act of violence and murder and terrorism is not clearly not obeying the will of God the Father or Christ his Son. And Jesus says that these folks, they're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. That means they're not Christian. That means they have not been saved. And he goes on, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles?'" Jesus says, "Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoer." So again, these are not Christians who are committing these acts of violence. So the idea of a Christian terrorist is an oxymoron. It is a contradiction in terms. The idea of a Muslim terrorist, well, it's in keeping with the dictates of the Quran. So again, whereas Muslim extremists, faithful Muslims, kill people extremely, as I've often said, Christian extremists, and that is faithful Christians, love people, including our enemies, extremely. So again, our liberal anti-Christian friends, I think many of them understand this. They're disingenuous. They want to smear the body of Christ as being similar to and or carrying out similar violence in the name of Christianity or religion that do Muslims, but they're being disingenuous. They know this cannot be the case, and so I kind of wanted to to start there and start with that, and then move on to this. I was reading an atheist blog the other day, and the claim was made that Hitler was a Christian. And this is the blog. It's Atheist and Free Thought blog. Don't you love how they like to use that term, free thinkers, free thought? They also like to call themselves brights, kind of a little bit self-serving there. But on this blog, here's the claim that's made. He says, Hitler was a Christian. This undeniable fact couldn't be made any clearer than by his own confessions. Yet I will not merely present you with these testimonies, as damning as they happen to be on their own, but I also intend on furnishing you with a brief history of the inherent anti-Semitism of the Christian religion. I will do so to demonstrate beyond any reasonable doubt that Hitler and his Christian Nazi party were acting in complete concordance with traditional Christian anti-Semitism. So much wrong here. I mean, where do we even begin? First of all, to the notion that somehow Christianity is anti-Semitic is absurd on its face. Here it is evangelical Christians partnering with the Jews in Israel, and evangelical Christians and Catholics encouraging Donald Trump to open the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. And it is Christians who worship a man who was Jewish, Christ Jesus, the God incarnate, and his disciples were Jews. The Old Testament that we know to be the infallible Word of God is the Jewish scripture, the Torah, and so forth. So to make the claim that somehow Christians are anti-Semitic, especially for a leftist to make this claim, which is demonstrably, the progressives are demonstrably anti-Semitic and pro-Islam, pro-Muslim, it's absurd on its face. Then he says the Christian Nazi Party. I mean, where do you even go with that? And this guy, the guy who wrote this blog, Michael Sherlock. And he is no Sherlock, that's for sure. He again is making the claim here that it is undeniable, and that he would use Hitler's own words in order to establish his Christianity. Well, guess what? Let's do that. Again, as I've said before, as a lawyer, as a former in corporate fraud investigator, a former police officer, I like to look at evidence. And let's look at the evidence. Adolf Hitler, for instance, said this: the only way of getting rid of Christianity is to allow it to die little by little. Are those the words of a Bible-believing, regenerate, saved Christian justified in Christ? No. No Christian on the planet would say the only way of getting rid of Christianity is to allow it to die little by little. It's absurd. Again, Matt Barber in for Abe Hamilton. You're listening to the Hamilton Corner. We're going to pick up and continue talking about this right after the break. We are going to completely debunk the atheist myth that Adolf Hitler was a Christian. Don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Shining light into the darkness. This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio
and Urban Family Talk.
And welcome back, Matt Barber, again in today for Abe Hamilton. Abe will be back in on Monday. And it has been a pleasure to spend the week with you. And thanks for listening in. I'm going to continue our conversation here talking about the myth, the atheist myth, pushed by historical revisionists, anti-Christian bigots, and liberals, but I repeat myself, that somehow Adolf Hitler was a Christian and that the Nazi Party was a Christian movement. Utterly absurd on its face when you look at the atrocities committed by Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party. atrocities that are in complete violation to the clear teachings of Christ. But there is so very much more evidence to prove beyond any reasonable doubt that not only was Adolf Hitler not a Christian, there is some history to show that he dabbled in the occult, engaged in some New Ageism. We know for a fact that he was a neo-Darwinist, a materialist. That is, he believed in this notion that lightning struck a mud puddle, and then, you know, a couple million years later, we have mankind. So we know that he was more akin to today's modern leftist, modern atheist, and his words are such that would indicate that he either did not believe in God whatsoever, or that he believed in some kind of mysticism, occult, a notion of God that is in keeping with neo-Darwinism, and so forth. So I want to be clear here when we're saying, you know, when I said earlier, there can be no such thing as a Christian terrorist. A true, regenerate, born-again Christian will not and would be in direct disobedience to Christ if they engaged in acts of violence and terrorism, and especially so in the name of Christianity. I would shudder and hate to be that person and stand before the Lord and to hear him say, as we talked about earlier, "Be gone, I never knew you," right? So yeah, there certainly have been evil men who have done evil things in the name of false Christianity. And to a limited degree, Adolf Hitler was one such man. He did manipulate and quote and use the mantle of Christianity at times in order to push his demonstrably anti-Christian agenda. But even so, as we will discuss and unpack here, and as Adolf Hitler would frequently admit outside the public eye, he was not a Christian. He acknowledged this. He said as much. So again, what, you know, the kinds of things people have done in the name of Christianity. Well, our here in the United States, one of our greatest, apart from perhaps abortion, one of our greatest sins has been the sin of slavery. And there were self-proclaimed Christians who abused and misused the Bible in order to justify that horrific sin. But let's not forget, who was it that freed the slaves? Who made up the abolitionist movement? It was true Christians. It was born-again Christians who saw, of course, recognized the humanity, and that African-Americans were just like the rest of us, created in the image and likeness of God. So as a counterweight to the stigma associated with the tens of millions slaughtered in the 20th century alone under the atheist regimes of, like I've mentioned before, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, and the rest, the secular left again is quick to spread the myth and to engage historical revisionism and thunder, you know, "But what about Hitler? He was a Christian." Well, bad news, kids. Herr Führer was your guy too. And one of Hitler's quotes came from an audio transcribed in Hitler's table talk in between 1941 and 1944. Hitler said, "I shall never come personally to terms with the Christian lie." Okay, what Christian on the planet has ever called their own faith a lie? He said, "It would always be disagreeable for me to go down to posterity as a man who made concessions in this field," and that is to be labeled a Christian. So, again, did Adolf Hitler ever publicly call himself a Christian? Of course he did. He had to. He did so, and as he would later admit, for the singular purpose of disseminating political propaganda. Hitler said, "To whom should propaganda be addressed?" This is Hitler's own words. "It must be addressed always and exclusively to the masses." The whole art consists in doing this so skillfully that everyone will be convinced that the fact is real. Hitler and Goebbels and other, they were master propagandists. And in much the same way, atheists and secular progressives who claim Hitler was a Christian are today. They know it's not true, but they grasp onto Hitler's public propaganda, claiming the mantle of Christianity for the Holocaust and that it was justified. They do that in order to smear and besearch and create a false, a guilty by false association with true regenerate Christians. So the Nazi Germans, again, of the 1930s and 40s, they're not alone in swallowing Hitler's Christianese peppered puffery. And that's what it was. Again, today's secular progressives established, you know, likewise, about a handful of carefully crafted, they put together these carefully crafted Hitlerian quotes and released them for public consumption. And they use this to say he was a Christian. His pro-Christian proclamations in Mein Kampf, for instance, and elsewhere, were universally a perversion of biblical Christianity, leveraged for the sole purpose of justifying the extermination of the Jewish people. Hitler said, "My feelings as a Christian points me to my Lord and Savior as a fighter." And then he said, "In boundless love as a Christian and as a man, I read through the passage which tells us how the Lord at last rose in his might and seized the scourge," meaning the Jews, "to drive out of the temple the brood of vipers and adders. How terrific was his fight for the world against the Jewish poison. For as a Christian, I have also a duty to my own people." And that was the extent of Hitler's plastic so-called Christianity, his propaganda. The Bible, always taken out of context during that period, served as a twisted weapon to justify the mass slaughter of over, I think the numbers were truly, they say 6 to 11 million Jews, but 11 million total, a million Jews, Christians, he slaughtered Christians, disabled people, and other so-called undesirables, right? So in reality, here was what Hitler insisted. He said, quote, "In the long run, National Socialism and religion will no longer be able to exist together." So remember, Karl Marx, who is the inspiration, of course, for communism and socialism, for National Socialism. And let's not forget, the Nazis were socialists. That's a leftist Marxist philosophy embraced by today's progressives. So if anyone is more akin to the Nazis, which was the National Socialist Party, it is today's Democrats. It is today's liberals. They embrace the socialism of Nazi Germany. Well, he said National Socialism and religion will no longer be able to exist together. Well, no wonder Marx himself called for the banning of Christianity, in religion in general, but Christianity in particular. He hated Christians. He hated Christianity. So again, Hitler there sounds an awful lot like today's American church state separatists. And as I pointed out before, for instance, you think of the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, who was the founder of the ACLU. He said this. I can just picture Adolf Hitler standing right beside Roger Baldwin with his arm around him as he said this. They were in agreement. Roger Baldwin said, "I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the propertied class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth." And here's the big one. Baldwin said, "Communism is the goal." Roger Baldwin, the ACLU is a communist organization, is a socialist organization, is a Marxist, anti-Christian, anti-religion organization. The National Socialist Party, the Nazis, Adolf Hitler, were anti-Christian. They were anti-religion. They embraced all of the philosophies of Karl Marx in much the same way that Roger Baldwin, founder of the ACLU, did, and in much the same way that the ACLU continues today. And indeed, their promotional materials, for instance, they They similarly, in much the same way Adolf Hitler did, they advocate anti-Christian discrimination, and they mirror Hitler's directive that socialism and religion will no longer be able to exist together, right? Here is from the ACLU's promotional materials. They say, the message of the Establishment Clause is that religious activity must be treated differently from other activities to ensure against governmental support for religion. That is exactly contrary to what the First Amendment guarantees. The Establishment Clause, a mere 10 words, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, simply meant that Congress cannot impose a federal Christian religion in much the same way Great Britain had the Anglican Church, that our founders came here to have freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. That, as you think of the Freedom from Religion Foundation, a radical anti-Christian organization that incidentally is partnering with the ACLU right now to sue in Arkansas to have a Ten Commandments monument removed after an anti-Christian bigot, some leftist, drove his car into the previous Ten Commandments monument there and destroyed it. Some donors have come forward and they have created a new monument. They have placed that monument there at the Capitol in Arkansas. And the usual suspects, the anti-Christian socialist, keeping in mind Baldwin's goal, communism is the goal, have stepped in to try to impose communism in the state of Arkansas and remove the Ten Commandments. Forget that. The United States Supreme Court itself, at above the bench where the nine U.S. justices sit, there is a carving of Moses holding the Ten Commandments. I mean, these people, it's just amazing. So the ACLU, to call themselves the American, well, they're anti-American to begin with, Civil Liberties Union, it's ridiculous. It's the most inaptly named organization on the planet. They're pure poison. And so this is secular socialism in a nutshell, folks. It's a religion. And its devotees, whether it's Hitler and the Nazi Germans or today's American leftists, they're a bunch of communist manifesto thumping fundamentalists. You talk about fundamentalists. These are true believers. Hitler was a true socialist believer, anti-Christian believer, and so are today's American leftists, so-called progressives. Hitler, again, I've shared with you so far, is not enough. Listen to this. There is something very unhealthy about Christianity, Hitler famously opined. He said, as far as we are concerned, we've succeeded in chasing the Jews from our midst and excluding Christianity from our political life. The heaviest blow that ever struck humanity was the coming of Christianity. Bolshevism is Christianity's illegitimate child, and that's communism. Remember, it's the socialists versus the communists, even though they're all Marxists. He said, both are inventions of the Jew. Christianity is an invention of sick brains. One could imagine nothing more senseless. Hitler declares, by his own words, that not only is he not a Christian, he is an anti-Christian hater. He hated Christians. He hated Christianity. He properly recognized that Christianity stemmed from Judaism, that the founder of Christianity, Jesus Christ himself, was Jewish, that his disciples were Jewish. Hitler himself even denied, in their twisted, perverted version of political Christianity, where he claimed the mantle of Christianity, they even denied that Jesus was a Jew. I mean, it's absurd. And so his robust anti-Christian hatred, it lives on beyond the death of the Third Reich. Modern day, again, progressives. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and others, Nancy Pelosi, the modern Democrat Party, secular progressives, the left, they tend to take a kind of a kinder, gentler, more surreptitiously totalitarian approach yet a similar approach they do indeed take. Hillary Clinton, you'll recall, during the 2016 election leading up to that, talking about the Holocaust of abortion, right? She said rights have to exist in practice, not just on paper. And she said, and we're talking about the right to exterminate undesirable infants. She said laws have to be backed up with resources and political will and deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. Our religious beliefs have to be changed. Hitler believed that. Hillary Clinton believes it. Barack Obama believed it. Today's secular progressive left believe it. So, you know, yikes, folks. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, right? Boy, I'll tell you what. The contrast and comparison between modern progressivism and Nazi Germany is palpable. Matt Barber in for Abe Hamilton. We're going to keep talking about this after the break. Please don't go away.
The Hamilton Corner podcast and one-minute commentaries are available at AFR.net and UrbanFamilyTalk.com. Back to the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio and Urban Family Talk.
Welcome back. Matt Barber in for Abe Hamilton. You are listening to the Hamilton Corner, and great to be with you again today. Continuing our conversation here, we are thoroughly debunking the secular progressive myth that Adolf Hitler was a Christian, the myth that there can even be such a thing as a Christian terrorist, the false equivalencies that the left try to draw between today's Bible-believing evangelical Christians, you and I, and Hitler, and Islamo-fascist regimes and terrorist organizations and people and so forth. Nothing could be further from the truth. They are completely opposite and at odds. And Hitler, based upon his own words and professions, not the propaganda stuff he used where he twisted Christianity and tried to say that somehow they were engaging a Christian war against the Jews, and that somehow there was a Christian justification for it. No, his professions that he hated Christianity and he hated Christians, and that it was that it stemmed from Judaism, which is true, which made him hate Christians and Christianity all the more. So, you know, progressive truth, as I pointed out, we talked about Hillary Clinton saying that religion has to be changed, and that while Hitler was more direct, she said, well, these ancient religions, the ancient philosophies and ideologies that stem from Christianity, you know, things like, oh, you're not supposed to dismember alive preborn children. And she was talking about it in the context of children. She said that these deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. That was Hillary Clinton mirroring and sounding an awful lot like Adolf Hitler himself. He was, again, more direct in his profession and sharing of Hillary Clinton's socialist vision. He said, we'll see to it, this is again a quote, direct quote of Adolf Hitler, we'll see to it that the churches cannot spread abroad teachings in conflict with the interests of the state. Who does that sound like? That sounds like the ACLU. Remember where they said, I told you, the previous segment, in their own promotional materials, the ACLU says religion has to be treated differently. And that's why government has to basically discriminate against the free exercise of religion so that the government is not endorsing religion. I mean, this stuff is straight out of as Mein Kampf. I mean, these socialists, Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, saying communism is the goal. They are peas in a pod, folks. And so Hitler goes on, we shall continue to preach the doctrine of National Socialism, and the young will no longer be taught anything but the truth. Okay, so again, here he's saying the churches, the message of the gospel, the Christ's teaching, he says, were in conflict with the interests of the state. So the secular religion of National Socialism, an atheist religion, was to take over and did in fact take over in Nazi Germany and supplant Germany's long Christian heritage. So is all of this sounding familiar? Progressive so-called truth, of course, he says, we can only teach the truth. The young people will only hear the truth. This is the same socialists cut from the same cloth are in our public schools today, are teaching in academia, higher education. So it all sounds familiar. Their so-called truth, of course, invariably means Christian torment, persecution, and discrimination. So Hitler, again, here's another quote, borrowing from his hero and the hero of today's modern American secular left, the socialist icon Karl Marx, he said that all Germans must, quote, free themselves from the drug of Christianity. Let's be the only people who are immunized against the disease. So Christian said, the paraphrase of his longer quote, Karl Marx said that religion is the opiate of the masses. So here is Hitler touting and basically taking that language, that Christianity is a drug and that the Germans must free themselves, this is a quote, from the drug of Christianity, and that they must be immunized against the disease of Christianity. So Hitler, a Christian? Not a chance. Zero chance. We have proven beyond any reasonable doubt whatsoever that not only was Hitler not a Christian, Hitler was anti-Christian. Hitler's philosophies are shared philosophies by today's secularists, atheists, leftists, so-called progressives. Hitler was a neo-Darwinist progressive. He was a utilitarian. He believed in eugenics, as I've shared before. He wrote favorably about Margaret Sanger. He loved the eugenicist Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. And so should we be surprised that Planned Parenthood uses the same tactics of dehumanization in order to carry out their Holocaust against preborn children? It mirrors what happened in Nazi Germany. And we see, so today's pro-choicers, in much the same way the German people did in Nazi Germany, becoming desensitized, buying into the dehumanization, becoming desensitized, and supporting the modern-day Holocaust of abortion in much the same way the Nazi Germans supported the Jewish Holocaust. The major difference being, these are all human beings we're talking about, no question about it, in different states of development. The only difference being that there have been, in the United States of America, about 10 times as many, 60 million innocent children slaughtered at the altar of choice, as opposed to Nazi Germany, where about 6 million Jews were murdered. So, again, myth busted. Hitler was not a Christian. And moreover, like the preponderance of today's similarly anti-Semitic, and let's not forget secular progressives, Hitler, he too, tying a kind of everything together that we've been talking about the last few days, he was an apologist, just like the secular socialists here in the United States are today. He was an apologist for Islam. And so as America's, former dear leader, Obama, did, and as he remember sending cratefuls of billions of dollars under the darkness of night of money to Iran, the largest sponsor of state terrorism, Hitler, too, partnered with Iran. And he also partnered in much the same way that we have the left, the anti-Semitic left, attacking Israel and supporting so-called modern-day Palestine, something that doesn't exist, and other Islamist regimes in the shared goal of eliminating the Jews. Hitler did the same thing. He said that the world had fallen into the hands of the Jews. So gutless a thing was Christianity, he fumed. He said, then we should, in all probability, have been converted to Mohammedanism, that cult which glorifies heroism and which opens the seventh heaven to the bold warrior alone. Then the German races would have conquered the world. Christianity alone prevented them from doing so. That's the one true statement that he has here. Christianity alone prevented them from doing so. Christ himself will prevent, you know, here's Hitler touting the virtues of Mohammedism, of Islam, saying that really Islam is more akin to what the Germans were trying to accomplish than Christianity. Well, that's a fact. You look at what just happened in Gaza. The Palestinian terrorists that were trying to storm the border of the sovereign nation of Israel, they were carrying Nazi flags. So radical Islam, secular progressivism, Nazism, again, they all stem from the same worldview. They are all a religion. And who is their God? Well, it's not the God of Christianity. It is the prince of the earth. It is the God of the world. Their God is Satan. It is the father of lies. Hitler, so he also parroted, again, as I mentioned early on, he parroted the godless ideologies of today's modern atheists. And like so many of today's secular progressives, as I mentioned, I can't stress this enough. He was an avowed materialist, a neo-Darwinian evolutionist, and a hard-hearted God denier. He said, when understanding of the universe has become widespread, when the majority of men know that the stars are not sources of light, but worlds, perhaps inhabited worlds like ours, then the Christian doctrine will be convicted of absurdity. So he's a materialist. He's an atheist. He sounds like Stephen Hawking there, basically. You know, saying the late Christopher Hitchens, today's atheist bloggers. He sounds exactly like them. That could have come out of the mouths of any of those individuals. Materialism will undo Christianity, and the Christian doctrine will be convicted of absurdity. He said Christianity, of course, has reached the peak of absurdity. And that's why one day its structure will collapse. Science has already impregnated humanity. Consequently, the more Christianity clings to its dogmas, the quicker it will decline. Stephen Hawking, who God rest his soul, has stood before the Lord and realized that his entire life was devoted to a lie. Guess what? Stephen Hawking is now a believer. Christopher Hitchens, the late Christopher Hitchens, he's now a believer. They know conclusively that Christ is God incarnate, that he is very real, that he is very much who he said he was, because they have stood before him and faced judgment. So 2,000 years and counting, we've been hearing about the inevitable demise of Christianity, yet the more they try, the more people like Adolf Hitler persecute Christians, persecute the Jews, the more galvanized and stronger we become. And the more the church grows, the church thrives and grows under persecution. Hitler is just one fool among many who have written off Christianity and Christ. And they don't understand, see, that Christianity cannot die, that it cannot go away, that it will not go away, because Christianity is total truth. It is the worldview that represents reality. So their materialism, their atheism, is a lie. They try to prove it. They tout science and so forth, as Adolf Hitler did, and as modern materialists and atheists and secular humanists do today, the left, socialists. I mean, they share all of the same philosophies. It's uncanny. Anti-Semitism. So again, Hitler, a Christian, not a chance. He was an atheist or a New Ager. He was a materialist. We know that. He was a progressive. He was secular. He hated Christianity. And so does today's ACLU And unfortunately, today's modern Democrat Party, it has gone down that route. You will recall in the election, I forget the year, where the Democrat Party at the convention, the DNC, actually booed God. You see the videos of them booing God. So Hitler, he endeavored to assist as a neo-Darwinist, natural selection, so-called natural selection. And as he wrote in Mein Kampf, he wanted to, quote, establish an evolutionary higher state of being. So he placed his hope in Germany's youth, because they were, much like today, they're trying to get a hold of the minds of the young, the millennials, because they were, quote, absolutely indifferent in the matters of religion. So a beloved Hitler Youth marching song, it captured the Führer's heart on matters of Christ and Christianity. It went like this. It said, "We follow not Christ, but Horstweisel. Away with incense and holy water. The church can go hang for all we care. The swastika brings salvation on earth." Okay, you know, Nazi Germany, the Christian Nazis. Remember the quote I read earlier from a guy who, ironically, his last name is Sherlock. On this atheist blog, he says Hitler was a Christian. This undeniable fact couldn't be made any clearer than by his own confessions. Well, I just gave you his own confessions. Undeniable? I think not. Clear? Well, the one thing is clear, Mr. Sherlock, that you are no Sherlock. He says, "Yet I will not merely present you with these testimonies, as damning as they happen to be on their own, but I also intend on furnishing you with a brief history." Anyway, he goes on that and says the inherent to anti-Semitism of the Christian religion. Again, so we have debunked thoroughly all of that, the myth that Hitler was a Christian, the myth that the Nazi Party was a Christian party. They expressly were not, and as I just read one of the Hitler Youth marching songs, expressly denies Christ, and says, "Away with incense, we follow not Christ. Away with holy water, the church can go hang for all we care. It's the swastika that brings salvation." So in today's progressive social justice warriors, they're angling for a similar dystopian swastika-free repeat. Their hope also lies in the youth, right? This socialism-fueled anarchist insurgence that we see on college campuses nationwide. And like the progressive secular socialists, they endeavor to rule the world. And like then, quote, Christianity alone can prevent them from doing so. That's a quote from Hitler. Christianity alone can prevent them from doing so. Well, you got that part right, Mr. Hitler. This has been Matt Barbett. It's been great being with you this week, sitting in for Abe Hamilton. God bless you. Keep your head up and your powder dry. Keep fighting the good fight for biblical truth, because if we don't do it as Bible-believing Christians, folks, then who will? God bless you. Have a great weekend.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.